This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
These days are ours.
John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Woodbury, Las Casas, Reedville, Kittrell. You name it, we got it. Got it covered.
Porterfield.
Where is Porterfield?
Near the Cannon County line. Okay, I guess it's really on in Cannon County.
Let's don't forget Buckhannon.
Oh, no.
The Buckhannon area.
Christiana.
Hoodoo. You ever been to Hoodoo?
No. Yeah, have you been to Fudge Around?
No. I've been to Hoodoo.
It's right over in Bedford County.
Mm.
Fudge Around.
Oh.
And streaming worldwide.
Guess what?
WGNSradio.com.
Guess what? Did you heard that voice? Guess what? Guess who's back?
Jesus?
What?
What?
What is wrong with you?
It's the hair, man. Jesus.
Oh, well. He reminds me, I just watched Deadpool and Wolverine last night. He looks like Hugh Jackman.
Oh, you know? Wow.
Yeah. So, hey, hi, Dalton. How are you?
Hey, John.
Good to see you, buddy.
And I'm not an AI voice this time. This is really me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we think.
He's on maternity leave. Is that right?
Who am I?
Is that right? That's what it is, isn't it?
Paternity.
Yeah.
For men.
Yeah. Oh, paternity.
For
yeah.
Women. Yeah.
Well, same thing.
Same idea. Yeah.
I know in the city, in the school systems, man, there you can take paternity leave from school if you know, if you need to.
A paternity leave would imply that I'm not working, and yet here I am.
Well,
so I guess I just got back from paternity
leave.
The
only difference is you're not getting paid for this anyway, so you can't
right,
really call
true.
It work.
Yeah, I mean, can you actually take off for something you don't actually get paid for?
Yeah, this is more a hobby than anything else.
I also want to know, Dalton, since you're back, that one day we can invade the Rutherford weather during one of his, you know, go to, you know, his headquarters and photo, you know, shoot our face up in there and while he's talking to Justin.
We'll just sit across from his desk in some chairs and
yeah.
throw tomatoes at him while
yeah.
he's reporting the
yeah.
weather.
Yeah.
Every time he's on for a storm that doesn't happen, we'll just start throwing tomatoes.
Well, how's the baby?
Baby is good. Baby and mom are both healthy. Megan's a champ. She got up, walked right out of the hospital. Everything's good.
I think I saw one picture. She looks just about back to normal.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
For sure. Yeah, she looks great. She's
so,
great.
So everything's going well. We did state tournament game, and my daughter asked Brian after the game was over whether he could go eat lunch with us. He turned it down. He said, I've got to go see my grandbaby.
Aww.
See, there is a heart somewhere down deep down
somewhere.
In there. Yeah.
Somewhere in there, there's a heart of some kind. I think I sent you a picture of him holding the baby.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I said, maybe this will soften him up a little bit.
Well, it has toward the baby. But with anything else, no, probably not. But, you know, we can always hope. Glad you're back, though, Dalton. Glad you're here. And we've got I have to bring this up.
You look at him and you see Dad now. Do you see that?
No, I see Hugh Jackman.
Oh.
Yeah. I do want to say, though, when you're talking about being prepared and everything, your dad's been kind of off on this weird thing. You know how organized and stuff he is? He's been kind of like, he has no notes. He has no folder full of notes.
They're all right here.
Well, that's what we're afraid of. They're right there in your head.
that's way scarier.
He points like people can know what we're talking about. You know, yeah, I'm right here. I've got it right here. But
he could be pointing at anything.
That's correct. But man. So anyway, I don't know, but did you have a good visit with the baby? Did you have a good visit?
Yeah, always.
Oh, you've only been over there twice.
She's only been around a week.
Oh, always have a good time with the baby.
Well, I mean, every time I go.
Did she
never cries.
Did she have an accident while you were holding her or anything? Have you changed her diaper yet?
Oh, me? No, I haven't.
They probably won't let you. I would imagine.
A little scared of what he'll do.
Yeah. So.
Probably a little out of practice. It's been a minute.
I have found I'm pretty quick. There were like a I'm pretty fast at it. I can get one done in about 30 seconds.
I never really minded it that much. You know, it really wasn't that bad. It's not that bad.
It's not
unless
bad.
It's a different kind. You know,
yeah. And all over the place.
Yeah, all over the place. All right, great show coming up. 6:17. Dalton's back.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds west around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, a spotty shower remains possible early. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, patchy fogs possible in spots. Lows drop to 63. And then a chance for showers and storms redeveloping on Thursday. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 66.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
Our hours are Monday, 12 to 6, Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, and on Saturday, 9 to 3. We try to stop donations an hour before we close.
Shop, save, and donate to the Habitat Restore.
And yes, we are open to the public.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
The cost if Middle Point doesn't exist to you as a taxpayer is going to be significant.
Trash, let's be careful where we throw it away.
The next closest landfill for Middle Point right now is down in Lewisburg.
Garbage that we generate will have to be taken upstream.
That's about $90 per ton of waste to get it there.
Cost to take out the trash will trickle down to local residents and businesses. The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill. We don't need to take our garbage up the creek without a paddle.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Shohei Ohtani hit his 20th homer of the year to lead the majors. L.A. won 9-5 at Cleveland. Seattle's Cal Raleigh with two home runs. He now has 19 as the Mariners beat Washington 9-1. San Diego trailed 6-0 in the first inning, but still won 8-6 over Miami. The Pirates were down 6-0 going to the sixth, but still won at Arizona 9-6. The Yankees held on 3-2 at the Angels. The Cubs scored two in the 11th to edge Colorado. Milwaukee got a grand slam in the 10th to beat Boston, and Philadelphia won again 2-0 over Atlanta. To the NBA, the Pacers lead the Eastern Conference Finals 3-1 after beating the Knicks 130-121. Tyrese Halliburton with a triple-double, 32 points, 12 rebounds, 15 assists, and no turnovers. In the NHL playoffs, Edmonton leads the West Final 3-1 after beating Dallas again 4-1.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew. I'm a little tired today, boys. A little sore. Yeah. I had to hang curtains up yesterday.
Ooh.
Yuck.
Yeah.
You had to?
I had to, yeah. Well, I mean, if I wanted curtains. The daughter says, those old curtains need to go, Dad. So I picked them out myself, and I got the right color. It was the right shade.
She just comes through your house and says, that's got to
no,
go.
No. I have bought a new accent chair. Mm-hmm. And it kind of, you know, so I've been doing some things around the house, trying to fix things up. Got my electric fireplace. The thing is bad. I love it.
John, you got to remember, you're talking to somebody who is not knowledgeable in interior decoration.
Well, that's true. And he has outdoor carpet in the indoors. Yeah, I got it. I got it.
I took down the blind on the left side of my living room window, my left living room window, since five of the slats have been eaten by the dog.
Well, my dog
did you
is,
replace it?
No.
My dog is starting to mess up with the bottom ones. He's never done that, but he's barking. He's trying to see out because I'll get him closed and he'll try to do it. And
I have to leave my blinds open because my dog jumps on the windows, so he'll tear them down. One so day, if I'm not home, blinds are open.
One day Hugh is just going to flash through the window. Put a Superman cape on him, it'd be Crypto. We've got a good neighbor of the day today. It's Beverly Johnson. She's dedicated over 40 decades to educating young people, serving half of that as assistant principal at Black Fox. She's retiring in just a couple of days, actually. Well, I guess, yeah, they already
Today's
have.
Today's her last full day.
Yeah, she's retiring and they'll be missed. Beverly Johnson received flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, 117 South Academy Street, and News Radio WGNS.
You can send in a good neighbor by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the easy ways to get in good neighbor nominations to us here at the Big G. Don't forget birthdays and anniversaries, too. Same phone number, 615-893-1450.
Well, today's a big day, especially for those of us who are cheeseburger lovers. Today is International Beef Burger Day. So get yourself a burger from your favorite burger joint and enjoy that on this International Burger Day.
Oh, that's going to be great, isn't it?
Yeah, I love a good burger.
Yeah. Cheeseburger in paradise.
Maybe to celebrate, we can bring back our cheeseburger like restaurant suggestions later.
Restaurant suggestions?
Like we used to, we've talked about like where we like to get a cheeseburger from, that kind of thing. Like our favorite burger restaurants.
I kind of like Five Guys. I don't know why, but I do. I like Five Guys.
It's pretty good. It's kind of pricey, but it's pretty good.
And a little greasy. I mean, it's a little.
Yeah, but that's what makes it good.
That's true. Our song of the day today, gentlemen. Songs by actors. Sung by actors that were hits. Here we go. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind. Patrick Swayze.
How about that?
That's from Dirty Dancing, I believe.
It is.
And She's Like the Wind. We've got more to come 24 minutes after the hour.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
If you want to get some barbecue, I tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain. Say, smells good. And barbecue. Slick Pig. We got ribs and beans. Got spicy wings. Slick Pig.
A Murfreesboro tradition. 1920 East Main.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dunley. A recall has been issued in multiple states, including Tennessee, following a salmonella outbreak connected to cucumbers. The prepackaged items were sold at Walmart and Kroger stores. The Food and Drug Administration says cucumbers grown by Florida-based Bednar Growers has been linked to more than two dozen illnesses across 15 states. At least nine people have been hospitalized. The impacted items were sold under the Snow Fruit or Snow Fox label and should be discarded. The U.S. Department of Agriculture now conducting on-the-ground testing in parts of Tennessee for the dangerous screwworm that can badly infect livestock and, in some cases, humans. WATE reports the latest investigation took officials to Strawberry Plains Tuesday. The USDA's service set up an inspection site at Rush Strong School. Earlier this month, you may recall, the USDA announced that it was suspending all cattle, horse, and bison imports from Mexico after the flesh-eating parasite was detected about 700 miles south of the U.S. border. It's unclear if cases have been confirmed in Tennessee.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
The Chattanooga Airport is adding a new destination to its list of national hubs. American Airlines says beginning October 28th, travelers will be able to fly to Chicago O'Hare International Airport with nonstop service. The airport said the news marks the strength of regional demand for service to Chicago. Flights already offered by American Airlines out of Chattanooga include Charlotte, Washington, D.C., Dallas-Fort Worth, and Miami. Will Nunlate, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 6:27, and I want to remind you that the last full day of school is today.
It's today.
Today. Tomorrow.
What day is the last day of school?
Today.
Whoa!
Tomorrow is a half day for city schools, and Friday is a half day for county schools. So it's all over but the shout now. Graduations are done. Everybody is, you know, getting out the door, and now the month of vacations begin.
I was talking.
And because it's the last day, the kids are going to have the most productive day of school they've ever had.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
I talked to a principal and said last Friday, which was the Friday before, you know, the Memorial Day weekend, there were 500 kids out of school that day at that one school.
Yeah, rumor has it.
So that's like a third.
They're going to try to do something to change that. Rumor has it. Just rumors.
Just rumors.
Probably have to start in July.
Probably, yeah. That would be the answer.
And we did figure out the reason why they're going
right.
A couple of days. It's because they added to Thanksgiving break, made it a week. So,
well, I mean, and I don't know. I'm kind of torn between it. Just leave it like it is. I mean, but it does hurt their attendance. It will hurt their attendance.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a couple of news things to throw out at you before we go to today in history. Phil Robertson has passed away. Doug Dynasty, the father of Doug Dynasty. He had a bout of Alzheimer's too, and he passed away. And but they are going to bring Duck Dynasty back.
I saw that. It's going to be with his grandkids or the kids of the other group. But I think Willie and all them are supposed to be on there too.
Yeah, but I think the grandkids are much more in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And one little gripe I have morning. Fluctuating gas prices. I'll go in and I'll see one, $2.56. I'll go tomorrow, get my gas, you know. It's $2.89 or $2.99 when I go the second time. I don't understand why at least they can't stay within 10 cents of each other. You know, I mean, that's a big jump. And then today, I think this morning going in, I think it was $2.56 maybe. That's pretty cheap. I mean, that's not bad. But it could be 301 tomorrow. Now, why is that, you say? Well,
why is that?
We have no control over that. You know,
true.
The oil companies and, you know.
And it's the changing season, too. I didn't realize that until I started doing the news and reading the gas prices.
Exactly.
But when they change that fuel blend, there's always a bump up in price based on, you know. So now they're moving to the summer blends of gas, and it's going to bump up the price a little bit.
Usually vacation, though, it comes back down a little bit. So, you know.
Yeah, I think I'm still kind of riding the wave of I had a really inefficient car for gas, and now I drive a more efficient car for gas.
True.
So no matter how high gas gets, I'm just like, well, at least I'm not getting 12 miles to the gallon anymore.
Well,
so that, I think I'm still, you
that's
know,
true.
It doesn't bother me.
And, you know, you live in a metropolitan area, so we pay more for gas than say, Manchester does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very, very definitely.
So if you're on the interstate, it's probably cheaper.
Yeah, but you don't want to drive to Shelbyville to, or Manchester to get your gas.
I mean, no.
You're kind of wasting
time. Wasting gas.
Time for Today in History, brought to you by our friends at Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
You know, Turner Security will get you a new fob if you break yours. I broke my fob.
Oh, often. Did you?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Sat on it. And evidently, I sat on it wrong and broke it.
Don't you have like 10 of them in your desk?
No, I just, he acted like it was going to be difficult, but he got one to me. Okay, 1742, we go. The first indoor swimming pool opens. That you're getting worse at that. It's a quick when it's just a, you know, in the matter of talking. No, that's not do 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 do. It's not do 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 do. It's do 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 do. That's how you know. Just stop. In 1928, Dodge Brothers Incorporated and Chrysler Corporation merged, thus Dodge Chrysler, and Plymouth also.
GMC. No, never mind.
Jeep now.
Jeep
and Ram now. 1929, the first all-color talking picture, On with the Show, is exhibited. 1951, after going 0-for-12, Willie Mays connects for his first major league home run. In 1971, Paul McCartney releases his second solo album, Ram. Right away. 2006, that is, Barry Bonds hits his 715th career home run, passing Babe Ruth on the MLB all-time list.
Tainted.
And in 2010, Unthinkable, single by Alicia Keys, the Billboard Song of the Year in 2010. You know, I didn't realize she was as big as she is or was. She's pretty big. And that's going to do it. Brandon Brooks standing by with Rewind.
This is CBS Rewind. May 28, 1976.
I'll do anything in front of a taxi driver. I mean anything.
Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver.
Get me out of here, all right?
Took top prize at the Cannes Film Festival.
You talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
This date in 1983. Irene Cara had the number one single with Flashdance. In a flash. What a feeling. And May 28, 2010.
What might be right for you?
Different Strokes star Gary Coleman died of a brain hemorrhage at 42.
What you talking about, Willis?
I'm Brandon Brooks.
What you talking about, Dad?
And that's Rewind.
Different Strokes to move the world.
Sponsored by Progressive. Progressive is here for all of life's needs, with protection for your home, auto, business, and more. From timely repairs to customizable coverages and payment options, we make it easy. See if you can save at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds west around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, a spotty shower remains possible early. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies. Patchy fogs possible in spots. Lows drop to 63. And then a chance for showers and storms redeveloping on Thursday. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
Good morning. Wrapping up an accident. It's going to be out here in the Antioch area. 24 westbound at OHB. It's a little bit slow with all the traffic volume coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, here into Antioch on 24 westbound at OHB. It's trying to pick up I-40, trying to get through the Mount Juliet area coming in from Wilson County. Hey, when you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, no matter what county, call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Did you realize there are two farmers markets every Saturday morning? the Main Street Murfreesboro Market, around the Rutherford County Courthouse, and the one at the Train Depot in Smyrna. Both of those Saturday markets are from 8 in the morning until noon. If you need to be a part of a grief support group, there's a free one every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's here in Murfreesboro at 325 St. Clair Street. Again, the free grief support group every Wednesday morning at 10 at Murfreesboro's St. Clair Street Senior Center. Maybe you're new to town and want to learn more about the community. You need to be at the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse this coming Saturday morning from 9 until noon. Have some coffee and conversation with members of the Rutherford County Historical Society. It's all free. That's this Saturday morning from 9 until noon at the One Room Ransom Schoolhouse, 717 North Academy Street. The Red Cross is critically low on blood. Please give the gift of life. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
The most common cause of sudden, acute, painless vision loss is a stroke to the eyes, and that can involve either an artery or a vein. People that have suffered through this will tell you that it didn't hurt.
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
My father went to him before I did, and we liked him very much.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
When is the right time to move to Adams Place?
I have enjoyed Adams Place much better than living in my house. After my wife passed away, what you're doing is you're getting people that you can interact with and have fun. Consider coming to Adams Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
And this is The Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. That's right. Sharing Change has donated over $11 million to local nonprofits. You can find out how your spare change makes a big impact at sharingchange.org. All right, you better be on your A game today, man. Dalton's back. You can't just fly through them.
And in fact, I completely forgot I had to judge the dad joke of the day, and now I'm sad.
You think how sad it is? I've been doing it for 2 weeks now.
Let's see if they translate remote.
Okay. You know, my wife asked me, why do you push all of my buttons?
Really?
I said, it's because it's impossible to find the mute button.
Oh, yeah,
I guess
I'll go with that.
Yeah, that's about all I got.
Yeah.
It was okay.
It's a three. It's a three.
A three is fine. That's
over
half.
Three is fine, yeah.
It's like a C.
What you don't want is twos and ones or negatives. You want,
right.
You know. You
negatives.
Want
solid four.
Three or three. Everything you do is solid. Is solid four, you think.
Thank you.
CBS News Brief. A new setback for SpaceX. The company's super heavy rocket Starship came apart over the Indian Ocean after launching from Texas. CBS's Josh Allen is in Dallas.
They had some propellant leaks and they lost the ability to
kind of control the direction of that ship as it goes from side to side.
Officials in Gaza say one person was killed, 48 wounded, when a hungry crowd was fired on after overrunning a new distribution site set up by an Israeli and U.S.-backed foundation. UNRWA's Commissioner General Philip Lazzarini.
It will deprive large part of Gaza, the highly vulnerable people, of desperately needed assistance.
Stellantis, dealing with declining car and truck sales, is getting a new leader. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
That new CEO, Antonio Filosa, had been running North American operations at Stellantis. He's been tasked to replace Carlos Tavares, who was ousted as Stellantis CEO last year.
CBS News Brief, Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Eagleville High School made history with back-to-back state championships in baseball and softball, clinching Class 1A titles during spring fling. The baseball team captured its fourth consecutive state crown on Saturday, May the 24th, with a dramatic 6-5 walk-off win over Coalfield at Middle Tennessee Christian School. Colt Basham's single and throwing error allowed Brady Burns to cross home plate in the bottom of the seventh, stealing the victory. The Eagles finished 33-6 and extended their unbeaten postseason streak dating back to 2022. Just one day earlier, the Lady Eagles softball team earned their second title in 4 years, defeating Hollow Rock Brewston 8-1 at MTSU. Senior pitcher Addison Linton shut down the opposing lineup with 2 1/3 hitless innings and contributed 2 RBIs, while fellow senior Briley Bain went 3-4 with 2 runs. Their dominant playoff run saw them outscore opponents 116-3, capping a milestone season for the Eagleville Athletics. Meanwhile, Rutherford County's Habitat for Humanity is bringing sustainability into the spotlight at Bonnaroo in 2025. From June 12th to the 15th, festival goers at Great Stage Park in Manchester can visit Habitat's booth to learn about creative recycling and repurposing efforts. Festival attendees will witness how upcycling can be both functional and artistic. With headliners like Justice, Luke Combs, Dom Dalla, and Glass Animals, this year's festival promises memorable performances and meaningful impact, with Rutherford County playing a central role in the festivities. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett with WGNS Radio, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a 5-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
The next closest landfill from Middle Point right now is down in Lewisburg. The MTSU study estimated that's about $90 per ton of waste to get it there.
If we have to take our trash up the creek, that's a lot of travel without a paddle.
Only people that are going to be responsible for those costs are taxpayers.
The cost to take out the trash will trickle down to local residents and businesses.
You double the distance, you double the cost.
There's got to be a better way. The answer's here. That's Middle Point Landfill.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Information you need about preparing your will and estate plans.
Some families don't have an estate plan in place.
It's a really tough topic. You know, my dad several times said, oh, I'm not going to worry about all that. You can just take care of that when, when things go. But I think it's something that's really important, and I think he has started to see the importance of that as well.
And that's local attorney Sonia Wright.
Well, nobody wants to talk about death. Unfortunately, it usually comes up once someone has passed away or once there is something happening.
How long does it take to put this together?
It's an ongoing process. We can come in and we can get your wills done quickly because it's not something that you just set up and then you're done. I mean, you need to think about the changes in your life. We have a questionnaire that we send out that kind of gives the overview of everything. And then we set up a time to meet with the individual, make sure that we understand exactly what the needs are.
I've heard some scary stories about people who decide to put it together themselves.
You know, we definitely have a do-it-yourself mindset. We actually had someone that hand wrote out some of their wishes, and unfortunately, because it didn't meet the requirements in Tennessee, those wishes probably will not be upheld for them.
It's never too early to do your estate planning, and that's information you need from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. John, Brian, and Dalton here with you this morning. Some Hollywood news. They are going to have a remake of 9 to 5.
I saw something about that.
Jennifer Aniston's going to be in it. I think she's directing it maybe or producing it or something. And they asked Dolly to be in it some way, shape, form, or fashion. She said, no, I'll support your movie. I love it. And if you need to use any of my music, you can. You can use the title song. But I'm 80 years old. I don't think I'm going to be in it.
Hmm.
I think you're going to see less and less of Dolly.
I think so. I think she's probably ready to kind of take a step back.
Yeah.
You would think, but I have had Dolly's chicken and dumplings.
Well, I mean,
okay, wow.
I mean,
and I have the chicken. No, it's chicken fried steak. And there's
so she
another
has
meal.
Her own line of food.
She's got frozen meals. Yeah,
and you go right to it.
Well, I just
got
chef.
What's his name?
Ramsey.
Chef Ramsey.
Yeah, I still use some of those.
But. Yeah, that chicken pot pie is supposed to be real good.
It is.
I did pick up at the
loaded
store
with salt.
I did pick
loaded
up. The, yeah, I did pick up the store. I did pick one up chicken pot pie just to see what it tastes like. And I also bought some Wendy's chili. I found some Wendy's chili. It's pretty good.
I don't remember the name of the lady, but it's some chef or whatnot. But chicken and dumplings, it's the best.
I thought chicken pot pie, but Chef Hateful.
Chef Ramsey?
Yeah, I thought you liked it.
I do, but I like the chicken and dumplings that this other lady makes because the dumplings are more like, they're more of them.
So how many times a week do you just pop open a frozen meal?
Oh, I don't know. Lately, it's been once a day.
Like at night?
It's usually dinner, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I got to admit, that's easy.
It is easy.
Count calories. Salt intake's unbelievable.
It is pretty easy to count calories with frozen meals. And
there
stuff.
Are
it's
some
harder when you cook.
Yeah, there are some companies that really try to lean toward people, you know, like they'll make lean meals and they'll send them to your house.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, lots of those.
So, and that's a good calorie count thing if you're counting calories.
Well, my sodium levels were fine. They were in the okay level when I went to the doctor last month.
Okay, what? Not good.
Well, I mean, I asked him about them, and he said, no, they're fine.
So, well, that's good.
Well, you're cut back your eating quite a bit, though, too.
Mm.
Maybe you haven't.
That's been hard for me lately, just because people keep bringing us food, just trying to count the cat. It's been hard.
And you're homebound. I mean,
and I'm homebound.
It's kind of rough. It's, I eat more when I'm at home. So, all right, it's time for celebrity birthdays and some local birthdays. First off, celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
I guess Dolly's boycotting our celebrity birthdays now. I haven't heard her in a while.
Well, I should have used it there. We have a little more time.
Yeah. But. Yeah, I've been cutting it kind of close lately. In 1887, Jim Thorpe was born, an American all-around athlete, the Olympic gold decathlon, pentathlon, 1912, college and pro football Hall of Fame, born in Indian Territory, Oklahoma. He died in 1953. Played by Burt Lancaster in the movie, if you ever want to watch, Jim Thorpe, all-American. In 1908, Ian Fleming, English author of the James Bond novels. Dalton, still no word on the new James Bond.
No word at all, but I'm excited for whatever they do, or it'll be bad, and we'll just have to see.
It could be Jeff Bezos.
Maybe. Okay.
Jerry West, he just passed away last year, 1938, American Basketball Hall of Fame guard of the Lakers. That's the only team he ever played for professionally.
And he's the silhouette on the NBA logo.
That is correct. 1944, Gladys Knight, American singer known as the Empress of Soul.
I'll be with him.
I know you will.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
On that midnight train.
1962, Brandon Cruz, actor. He played Eddie in the TV show Courtship of Eddie's Father.
People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loves me.
That also starred the late, great Bill Bixby. In 1968, Kylie Minogue, an Australian pop star and singer.
I was just ready to do the locomotion.
I know, I think that's why the song was changed. 1999, Cameron Boyce, American actor, born in North Hollywood, California. You know, he passed away tragically. I mean, not tragically, but unexpectedly.
He was young.
Yeah, very young.
Yeah,
I don't even think he was, was he 20?
2019, so he was just turned 20, I guess.
Yeah. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Here's some local birthdays. Bonnie Reichert, Tommy Jacobs, Tom Lawrence, and Bill Riggs all have birthdays today. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
Well, if you want to add to our birthday list, we have made it really easy. Just call or text in 615-893-1450. That's the number. And all you got to do is leave us the message. Be sure to spell the name if you leave the audio message, or just send text. That's about the easiest way. Get them in between now and 7:30, because that's 8 o'clock. We're going to announce the whole list, and banana pudding headed to somebody.
You know, we'll be adding another Barrett to the local birthdays next year.
Very true. True.
Yeah, you've got the date down already? You
it's
know?
Already on there, actually.
I figured.
All He's right. hoping he'll win the banana pudding and it'll go to him.
6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds west around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, a spotty shower remains possible early. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies. Patchy fogs possible in spots. Lows drop to 63. And then a chance for showers and storms redeveloping on Thursday. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
That brisket came from your cow, right?
Yep, raised her, named her, thanked her, and now she's dinner.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Good morning. Wrapping up this earlier wreck out here in Antioch on 24 westbound at OHB. Yes, it's already heavy out in this area. Coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound at OHB as they finish up that accident. Trying to build through the Mount Juliet areas as traffic leaves Wilson County on I-40 westbound headed on into Hermitage. Hey, when you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee for a car, big truck, it doesn't matter. Call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out first at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Seriously looking at solar power generation? MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources. To learn more, visit mte.com/prosolar.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
Shop, save, and donate to the Habitat Restore.
And yes, we are open to the public.
And we keep 560 tons of materials out of the landfill. So be sure to donate your items to the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Big benefits at Adams Place.
We have a driver who's here from 8 to 4. He will take you anywhere you need to go.
That's Charlotte Gardner.
It's really a big plus getting around when you do not drive.
Move to Adams Place and leave the driving to us.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
On Memorial.
Across. Get the sorting hat ready.
Harry Potter has come to Hogwarts.
And don't go looking for Daniel Radcliffe. We've been telling you all about the casting news so far for the new Harry Potter HBO series. Now we have your new Harry, Ron Weasley, and Hermione Granger.
Welcome to Hogwarts.
Indeed, Dominic McLaughlin, Alistair Stout, and Arabella Stanton, all newcomers picked from roughly 32,000 audition tapes for the coveted roles. Not unlike how the original big three of Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, and Emma Watson got their gigs 25 years ago.
Everything's going to change now, isn't it?
Yes.
Now they'll join a growing cast that's also got John Lithgow as Professor Dumbledore. Filming starts this summer. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew, and our time is up for the 6 o'clock hour. It always goes faster when Dalton's around.
Oh, that's a good thing. That, John.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, if you're in a bad mood, you don't like to talk.
Liver.
I mean, it makes things really bad sometimes. Anyway, we've got to tell you that our good neighbor of the day is Beverly Johnson, dedicating 40 decades to educating young people, serving half of that as assistant principal at Black Fox, 20 years as administrator. She's retiring, and she's going to be missed, and she's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And you can nominate someone.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. No. You can nominate someone as Good Neighbor of the Day by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or also get your birthdays, anniversaries into us. Same phone number, 615-893-1450. We're going to give away some delicious banana pudding from our friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
Brian, did you have something else you wanted to say? Okay, we're out of time. It's 7 o'clock, CBS News on the way.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Pushback at Harvard.
This country is on a very dangerous track.
Manhunt intensifies for escaped murderer.
My heart just sank.
SpaceX test fails.
They have to launch multiple successful flights before anyone's going to put people on board.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, we're hearing from students at Harvard University, which has been the target of the Trump administration
It's moved to cancel all federal contracts with the school, and international students there could be forced to leave. Here's CBS's Nikki Batiste.
Students gathered on Harvard's campus last night, protesting the Trump administration's treatment of the Ivy League school.
History is on our side!
And rallying in support of international students whose education here is in jeopardy. Leo Gerdin is a senior from Sweden.
When I see, you know, a man on the street, the thought often comes to my head that it might be an ICE agent.
On Friday, a federal judge in Boston temporarily blocked the U.S. Department of Homeland Security from revoking Harvard's foreign student enrollment. The Trump administration has already canceled about $3.2 billion in federal research grants and contracts for the university. But a letter sent Tuesday from the U.S. General Services Administration directed federal agencies to review all remaining contracts with Harvard for termination or transition.
And is where the State Department has halted the scheduling of new visa interviews for foreign students hoping to study in the U.S. while it gets set to expand the screening of their activity on social media. CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us President Trump is using social media to lash out at Vladimir Putin over the war in Ukraine.
Trump's post suggests he's getting increasingly frustrated with the Russian president as Putin flouts attempts at a ceasefire with new air assaults on Ukraine. And now the Russians even appear to be mocking Trump's frustration. Yesterday, Trump once again lashed out at Putin. He said, quote, "If it weren't for me, lots of really bad things would have already happened to Russia. And I mean really bad. He, Putin, is playing with fire." That prompted this provocative response from Russian security official Dmitry Medvedev, who said, quote, "I only know of one really bad thing, World War III."
Now to Arkansas, CBS's Ian Lee has the latest on the massive manhunt for a former police chief serving time for murder who escaped from prison over the weekend.
How would you describe Grant Hardin?
Just an evil person.
Gateway, Arkansas Mayor Cheryl Tillman is reliving a nightmare. Grant Hardin, a former police chief of the very same town, murdered her brother James Appleton in February 2017.
What was your reaction when you heard he escaped prison?
You know, I thought, oh my gosh, what are we going to do now?
Hardin had been a prisoner at the North Central Unit in northern Arkansas since 2017, serving 80 years following murder and rape conviction.
He's in prison. And they're not supposed to escape, so somebody wasn't doing their job.
He escaped Sunday while wearing an outfit designed to mimic law enforcement. According to an affidavit, a prison officer opened a secure gate, allowing him to escape.
And scared. I don't like guns, but we have one loaded now.
A new setback for SpaceX as a test launch of the Starship rocket started well but ended badly. CBS's Jason Allen says it's the third effort in a row with major problems.
From the new officially named city of Starbase, Texas, SpaceX's Starship successfully lifted off but couldn't come back down. As the booster returned to Earth, a flash of flame erupted. People watching from Texas beaches could see the booster explode in the air. Engineers lost the ability to control the Starship's movements, and it broke apart over the Indian Ocean. In January and March, the Starship came apart after launch, sending fiery debris raining over the Caribbean. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
The Super Heavy Starship is the largest, most powerful rocket ever built by far. You know, they've got to get this spacecraft operating successfully.
NASA is counting on a version of the Starship to carry astronauts back to the moon in 2027.
And SpaceX founder Elon Musk has expressed criticism with President Trump's spending bill that passed the House last week. He was interviewed by CBS Sunday Morning.
You know, I was like disappointed to see the massive spending bill, frankly, which increases the budget deficit, not just decrease it, and undermines the work that the Doge team is doing.
Musk has spent much of his time this year working with Trump to slash the federal government. It's coming up on 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome.
but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Five people were injured in a shooting at a shopping mall in Waterbury, Connecticut. Police Chief Fred Spagnolo has detained a person of interest who he says knows the victims.
We do not believe this was a random act of violence. We believe this started as a conflict and it escalated.
Federal health officials will no longer recommend COVID-19 vaccines for healthy children and pregnant women. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
During pregnancy, the immune system of a pregnant woman is altered. And that's one reason why she doesn't reject the fetus as being foreign. But that alteration in her immune system also makes her more susceptible to infection, like with flu and COVID. And it's been shown that that increases the mother's complication rate and also increases the complication rate of the baby and the fetus.
Well, President Trump says he's pardoning reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley.
The Chrisleys were convicted in 2022 of conspiring to defraud banks in the Atlanta area out of more than $30 million in fraudulent loans by submitting false documents.
She's turned the senior sewing club into a sweatshop.
They flaunted their wealth on their TV show Chrisley Knows Best. A White House aide posted a video of President Trump calling the pair's children.
Just congratulate your parents, and I hear they're terrific people. This should not have happened, so... And
Thank you so much.
Their daughter, Savannah, heard on that call, spoke at the 2024 Republican National Convention. Matt Piper, CBS News.
And Trump has also moved to pardon Paul Walczak, a Florida health care executive imprisoned on tax charges. His mother helped expose the contents of a diary kept by Joe Biden's daughter, Ashley. Versatile rock guitarist and Grammy-winning producer Rick Derringer has died. He hit number one on the charts at age 17 with the McCoys in 1965 and had a hit 8 years later on his solo album debut. Rick Derringer was 77. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Well, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett here with you at 7:09. You're listening into the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. More fun and information is straight ahead. Speaking of information, we've got to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds west around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, a spotty shower remains possible early. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies. Patchy fogs possible in spots. Lows drop to 63. and then a chance for showers and storms redeveloping on Thursday. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Wrapping up this accident, 40 westbound at M Hill Pike just past Spence Lane. That's had traffic a little bit slow through that Donaldson section a few minutes ago. It's already heavy 65 south down through Millersville, coming through Sumner County as it loads up on 24 westbound with more volume coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County up through Antioch. Prince's Hot Chicken has that live entertainment starting tonight at 6 o'clock. Be sure to order online throughout the day at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Think the customers know I raise these eggs myself?
They do now. That hen's been louder than your radio.
50 years of local flavor. The Farmer's Market, Tuesday and Friday, 7 to 1.
Only at a producer-only market can you meet the hens behind the eggs.
Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Second hour of the Wake Up Crew is underway. It's episode 1666.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Spooky.
That's why I didn't say it.
Oh, is it? It's Wednesday morning, May the 28th. And let's see, last full day of school today, so enjoy that. Half day tomorrow for the city. County is on Friday, and then school is out for summer. So it's the whole crew here back with you. Dalton's working a rare Wednesday. Your schedule's all messed up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's real messed up.
You're going to
do it. We'll see what happens, I guess.
You're gonna be here tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be here Wednesday through Friday this week.
Wow, you haven't been on that in a long time.
Well, you kept complaining about him on Fridays and how he just kind of takes over. What are you watching and whatever? So I figured I'd help you out a little.
Oh, thanks.
You're
That'll
welcome.
Be fun because we do some fun things on. No, we don't. But I mean, we try to do some fun things. All right.
Let's see. Fun. Speaking of fun, as
where's all the sound effects that you use when I open up the show? I mean, where's all that? Where's all that? Where is that during your hour? No. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, it's all right.
John, as the CEO and chief of the song of the day.
In fact, all I've heard is positives since I've become the CEO.
That's good. And actors who have had hit songs, and this song actually hit number 3 on the U.S. charts back in 1988 for Patrick Swayze.
Just a fool to believe I am anything she's
been. She's like the wind.
She's like the wind.
Of course, that wasn't on the original recording.
Yeah. I have a song of the day idea, a suggestion, John, as you're the CEO, if you'd like it. I thought about it the other day.
Maybe we need to talk about it in private because you know how Brian likes to steal stuff. Well, I guess you can. I'm the CEO. He can't do anything.
I heard a song the other day. I had things on shuffle, and it was Paul McCartney and Kanye West did a song together. And so my idea was unconventional pairings.
Yeah, that's
like
a good one.
Like artists who did songs together who you would never expect to collaborate on a song.
And Paul McCartney did one with everybody. So
that's true, yeah.
I have an idea as well that we do hit songs that were credited to a group, but they didn't really sing the song. Somebody else did it. A cover band did it. I mean, somebody else did the song. Like the Archies.
Mm.
You know, that wasn't really the cartoon pair of characters singing that song.
Right.
So
what was the band that was lip singing, the group in the 90s?
All of them.
Well, they had another artist who was actually singing all
Milli
the songs.
Vanilli?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they got in trouble. I don't know why. They've been doing that on American Bandstand for like 50 years. It ruined their whole career. I mean, it's so weird. But anyway, where's the where the little footsteps? You know what? You know where's the little? Yeah, yeah. I mean, where's all that? Nothing on 7 o'clock hour.
Well, we're not talking about anything. It's just two of you jabbering.
We're just rambling.
Talking about songs.
It's true.
We're trying to provide you stuff to play. You know. Oh, wait a minute. Let's do your... No, people just tune in the first time of the show. They got to be thinking, those guys are nuts.
Who are these guys?
And yeah. It's true. We are. Okay, we're done.
Are you?
Yeah, go ahead.
You're
yeah,
done, do done? Like, finished, finito? Yeah,
if something. You have anything, I haven't seen your packet.
He doesn't have a packet.
I do. Look, right here.
What's in it?
Oh, nothing, really. I don't... So last week, I did play this for John. John Lindsay Lohan is... Or
oh,
Dalton
oh,
Lindsay
oh,
Lohan's
he's
not
bring
doing
this up again.
Oh, you sent me the link.
So that is the dog that apparently likes to eat plastic blinds too. I came home the other day and they were all over the couch, and so I just decided to take it down after five of them. I thought maybe he'd quit, but he hasn't. I even put that spray, that yuck spray on it. Apparently it's and he's attracted to the yuck spray because he's like a beaver.
He just likes the way it tastes.
I guess.
Once again, we'd like to thank Bobby for bringing that dog to your life.
Man. So now I have one blind, and then the other window doesn't have a blind. And the curtain is open on that window.
Do you have those blinds where you don't have to pull a string to raise them? You can just lift them?
I do, but... Key note, if a dog eats one of the slats, it no longer works. So I couldn't raise it.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Because I thought, well, I'll just raise it up. Well, it didn't work. So when I replace it, I probably will just like pull it up about halfway.
Yeah, that's probably the thing to do.
That's probably for the best.
Or knowing you, just don't get any blinds.
Probably not.
Just leave one blind up.
If you walk around the house and you're naked, you know, nobody's going to look in there. I mean, the dogs are barking.
Oh, from your street? No,
yeah,
nobody
can
see you in your house.
Might as well just not put him up.
No, he'll wind up like tinting his windows or something.
I think he's going to turn out like Howard Hughes. He's going to have big long fingernails, and the house is going to be, you know, he's just going to have like junk all over the place.
The few patches of hair on his head are going to be really long.
I'm just... With a big long beard.
I don't like long fingernails, so that won't happen.
Okay. All right.
I think it's gross.
You bite your fingernails, don't you?
I don't, no.
Oh. He clips them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do have clippers. And the dogs like to eat them.
I could do without that information.
Yeah, that's something you keep to yourself.
Are we to a break yet? Can we not go to this 7 o'clock hour?
25 seconds.
The 7 o'clock hour. The planning that goes into this 7 o'clock hour never ceases to amaze me.
If I go pick up my keys and sit down, the dogs know what I'm doing because I have a pair of clippers on my keychain.
Why do you let them eat your fingernails? All you have to do is tell them to stop.
Well, it's a competition to see who can get to it. It's kind of fun to watch.
Three.
Let's
two,
go to sports
one.
Right now, why don't we?
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Shohei Ohtani hit his 20th homer of the year to lead the majors. LA won 9-5 at Cleveland. Seattle's Cal Raleigh with two home runs. He now has 19 as the Mariners beat Washington 9-1. San Diego trailed 6-0 in the first inning, but still won 8-6 over Miami. The Pirates were down 6-0 going to the sixth, but still won at Arizona 9-6. The Yankees held on 3-2 at the Angels. The Cubs scored 2 in the 11th to edge Colorado. Milwaukee got a grand slam in the 10th to beat Boston, and Philadelphia won again 2-0 over Atlanta. To the NBA, the Pacers lead the Eastern Conference Finals 3-1 after beating the Knicks 130-121. Tyrese Halliburton with a triple-double, 32 points, 12 rebounds, 15 assists, and no turnovers. In the NHL playoffs, Edmonton leads the West Final 3-1 after beating Dallas again 4-1.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's Word at every
everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Alan Butcher.
Well, the thing I like about Adams Place is that when you come here, you're coming to a complete healthcare system. You start off in independent living, and then if you need additional care, you go to assisted living. And we also have a memory unit and a rehab unit.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too.
It's your captain speaking. To the passenger with the Mira Fast soft shoes, smart move.
No way am I letting travel constipation ruin this trip.
Can't blame you. Mira Fast works fast, but without the harsh side effects.
Since I'm such a smart traveler, can I move to first class?
No. Close the curtain, Carol.
From the makers of Miralax, new Mirafast soft shoes work naturally with your body in as little as 30 minutes to give you a comfortable go on the go. Look for Mirafast at Walmart today.
Use as directed for occasional constipation. Contains magnesium hydroxide.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
722 Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And welcome to Random Questions, where today we ask just random folks, those random people being Dalton and Brian, and just simple questions.
We just happen to be here, so.
What one word would you use to describe your best friend? We'll start with you, Dalton. What, describe Megan for us.
Caring.
Aww.
She's very caring.
Aww. Brian?
Trying to see who would qualify.
Well, just never mind.
Doesn't have friends.
Qualifying is not the, it's not who qualifies. You just don't have any. Okay. What was the last thing that happened that made you think you dodged a bullet? These are hard questions today.
I've got one, because my daughter is, because she was born large, she can do things she's not supposed to, including rolling over onto her side, which we didn't know. And so while I was holding her, she rolled out of my arms and I was able to catch her, but I definitely dodged a bullet with that one.
Isn't that weird, him saying my daughter?
Very.
What about you, Brian?
I had somebody pull out in front of me the other day in a big truck.
And your car brakes automatically, doesn't it?
Well, I whipped over in the other lane, which you're not supposed to do, but I had to. Otherwise, I would hit them.
Okay, here's a great question right here. This is particularly for Brian, but we'll ask it to both of you. Have you ever pretended not to be in when someone came to your door?
All the time.
He leaves all the lights off in his house at all moments.
Well, no one can sneak up at my house because the dogs, as soon as someone turns in the driveway, they go bananas. So I always know if someone's there. But I may hide out in my bedroom.
Dalton, I got a call from Brian the other night, like at 10:30. He never texts. He's usually asleep or whatever. And he goes, "Power out, your power out?" And I answer back, "No, is your power out?" "No, there was just some people that I heard that had their power out, and I just thought I'd call and see if yours was out. It was on my side of town." I went, "What?" This was after, you know, a complete state tournament spring fling with him all the whole time. Okay. Let's see. What three examples? That's not a good one. Let me go. Here's another one. If a stranger said they'd pay you $100 for a selfie with you, would you do it?
Absolutely. Give me $100 for just about anything reasonable, and I would do it.
Oh, yeah.
Money talks, doesn't it?
It does.
What's the harshest?
I'd do it for 50.
What's the harshest truth you've ever been told?
Ooh, that's philosophical.
Nobody's ever come up to you, Brian, for instance, say, you're really not that good in radio. I mean, have they ever done that? If nobody has, of course not.
Not that I know.
No.
They
Did
probably
come
think
up
it.
To you and said you kind of look like an egg?
No.
I had a girl call, tell me one time that I looked like the guy in Up. Yeah, that's true. That's harsh. It was harsh.
That was harsh.
When was the last time you spoke to your neighbors, Brian?
1994. So, no, I don't even
That's
know.
That's not true. You talk to a guy who's going to cut trees down for you, maybe, across the street.
Yeah, but he was the guy, worker guy.
Okay. You talk to your neighbors?
Yeah, I see him when, because our driveways butt up against each other, so I see him getting in their car or whatever.
But you didn't speak to them?
No, I'll say hey and be friendly.
Did a teacher ever write anything on your school report that you went on to prove wrong?
Yes, they said you'll never amount to anything.
Oh, they didn't do that.
No, they never did, not a single one. It was always Dalton talks too much, which I guess I proved right. So,
Brian?
Oh,
yeah, that's right. They said you'd be president one day.
No one ever said that. No. I guess I have now finished the investigation of my fourth grade paddling. That was deemed inappropriate.
Man, you'll never forget that, will you?
No. Thanks, Barbara.
Now we're mentioning names. Oh, wow.
And Mark.
Which sport should not be classified as a sport?
Breakdancing.
That's a good one.
Actually, I think anything that is somewhat athletic that I can't do should be qualified as a sport.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that are iffy, like cornhole. Cornhole is kind of
not super athletic.
Right.
You know. Right.
Some people say golf is not, but.
And some people say bowling and all that. But, I mean, I think if you've got a ball, it probably is good.
And that's Random Questions.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company. And by now, you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
The Villages of Murfreesboro makes life a lot easier, happier. We have crossword puzzle, Wheel of Fortune. I enjoy that very much. Social hour and trivia. I'm happy I'm here. Take a tour.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the Avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's Word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the My MTE app.
The
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:30 Wednesday morning. It's the 28th of May. Last full day of school, too, by the way. Episode 1666.
And happy birthday today to Bonnie Riker, Tommy Jacobs, Tom Lawrence, and Bill Riggs. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, go ahead and get those into us. 615-893-1450. That is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Big Barbecue. That's the prize. So go ahead and get them in.
All right. Time to check on some news for you.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
So we're going to have a tier list coming up. We're going to be talking about some of the best burger joints, sit-down restaurants now. So that's coming up after news, traffic, and weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds west around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, a spotty shower remains possible early. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, patchy fogs possible in spots, lows drop to 63, and then a chance for showers and storms redeveloping on Thursday. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
Good morning. Traffic's looking a little bit better from that wreck we had on 40 westbound at the M Hill Pike overpass. It's trying to get past Spence Lane this morning, where it's already heavy over here on 40 westbound at Donaldson Pike. All that traffic coming in from Mount Juliet, Wilson County, headed towards Nashville. It's heavy now, 65 south at Trinity Lane. There's been radar on and off on 24 in certain parts of Rutherford County this morning. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out today when you order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
A tragic incident in Murfreesboro has reignited concerns over pedestrian safety after a 19-year-old was struck and killed by a train at the intersection of Main Street and Overall Street. According to police, the teen was attempting to cross the tracks by climbing through a stopped train when he was hit by a second oncoming train while retrieving his bicycle. Local resident Quinn Sweeney said that the area has long posed dangers to pedestrians and cyclists, calling Murfreesboro's infrastructure, quote, harrowing for those without access to a car. Sweeney, who travels primarily by bike, says that the lack of safe crossings and inaccessible sidewalks makes daily commutes a constant risk. Despite a state-led initiative to improve pedestrian safety, none of its 44 active projects are in Rutherford County, leaving residents to navigate increasingly hazardous conditions as the city grows. Meanwhile, in Smyrna, Stewart's Creek High School has announced a promising new chapter for its girls' basketball program with the hiring of Hannah Jones as head coach of the Lady Redhawks. A Brentwood native with coaching and playing experience both domestically and internationally, Jones most recently led Middle Tennessee Christian School to two historic TSSAA state championship appearances. She's been widely recognized for her coaching excellence, earning multiple regional awards. Stewart's Creek Principal Dr. Clark Harrell praised her appointment, highlighting her distinguished record and vision. Jones begins her role immediately, signaling an exciting new era for girls basketball in Rutherford County. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick and digestible format, but more than just the headlines, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
We're at Adams Place talking with John Hood. John, what do you like most about Adams Place?
Well, Bart, I guess what I like most is the personal attention that you get, the comfort and security, and knowing that you're in a very outstanding place.
What made you choose Adams Place?
Well, frankly, I only looked at Adams Place.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm the Restore Director down here at the Habitat Restore. Come on over and save here at the Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the ReStore, and some of the things that I'm impressed with are the great savings that we have with donated furniture, low-cost rugs that we have hanging, and cabinet doors. So if you're interested in doing projects around the home.
Shopping at the ReStore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
You don't have hot dogs or apple pie or no Chevrolet to drive, but we have some hickory smoked wings you're just dying to try. You'll try them, you'll like them, you'll give some to a friend. So on a dare, just stop on by and bring in a friend. Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew, our time, 7:35 here on News Radio, WGNS. And it's time for our tier list this morning. So we're tier listing what, Mr. Barrett?
Because it is International Burger Day, we are tier listing burgers. These are like sit-down restaurants. There's a couple fast food-type places in here, but these are all places that we have here in Murfreesboro. We probably missed some, but these are just the ones that came to our minds as we were thinking through it. So we're going to kick it off with the Boulevard. This is also 2J's, Jonathan's, all kind of in that same group of restaurants.
And let me add, these are individual tastes. So if we rank it lower than you would rank it, that's perfectly okay, because everybody has different tastes about burgers.
Yes, and you'll notice we left F off of this tier list because none of them are an F around here.
Wow, I did notice that, but yes.
Boulevard's got a good burger. It's not my favorite.
I'm going to go B.
I could do a B.
I would concur.
All right, we'll drop that one. That's the wrong screen. We'll drop that one at a B. Toots. The classic Toots burger. It's got bacon and barbecue sauce.
A.
It's not quite an S, I don't think.
No,
but I would put it at an A.
Yeah.
I would go S, but I can live with an A. I love a good Toots burger.
Next up is Cookout. Right.
Why are you bumping up and down?
I don't know. He's like rocking. Cookout. I think the benefit of Cookout is their price.
True.
But I don't know. I think their sides are probably better than their burgers.
Yeah, I can only go as high as a B.
It would kind of fall to me into the fast foodish category.
It does.
So I'm going to say B or C.
Ooh.
I couldn't put it below. It'd have to go above Boulevard, I think, so, or at least the same. So I'm thinking B too, John.
Okay.
Fat Moe's, a classic, you know, out in Smyrna.
Used to have one here in the borough, and they had a really good burger.
It's very greasy, but in a good way.
I'm going B.
B?
I've had them. They're pretty good.
I can concur.
Five Guys.
Uh-oh.
Burgers and fries.
S.
I could drop Five Guys in an S too. I think it's the price is a little steep,
right?
But
we're not grading them by the price.
We're grading them on quality of burger. I'd go S.
It is well worth the money. S.
Whoa.
Yes.
I'm surprised.
This is where I'm going to get a little controversial. Because next on our list is Buster's, and I respect Buster's.
Used to be an
S. I'm probably going to go a C.
Yeah, it used to be an S. I haven't been there in a while. So I can't give it a C. I could give it a B, but I don't mind giving it a C because I haven't been there in a while.
I went fairly recently. I took my brother-in-law, and it's good, but it's just fine.
I had the one that had the pimento cheese, and some kind of relish on it, and it was really good.
Okay.
So I'm thinking B, but that's
okay.
Me.
Two B's and a C, I guess, yeah.
Culver's, which is fast food. I'd probably put Culver's at a C.
Surprisingly low. I like a Culver's burger. Nothing fancy.
Right.
I could go a B, though.
They're butter burgers. I say B.
Wow.
B? Okay. Jack Brown's.
Yes.
It's going to be an S for me.
I haven't been there, so listen, S.
Yes.
That needs to
Karen's
be the next
custard.
Treat, John.
Mm. What's the next one?
Karen's custard.
A.
Thinking A? I could go A.
Yeah,
it's a good burger.
Too. Yep.
Red Robin.
A.
Mm. A for me. Even an S, maybe.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I like them really well.
I don't know that I could go S. Not above Karen's. But I'll drop A. Chili's.
They've got a new burger out. I'm going to go B, though. It's not
B?
Mainly because they don't specialize in that. I mean, that's not really their baby. You know what I mean?
I like the little burgers on the trio sampler. I say B.
B? Okay. Put it there for now.
And that's our tier list. We'll have the last four coming up in the close.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Our Heart for Healing honoree is Gordon Ferguson. After more than two decades of dedicated service, Gordon Ferguson, FASHI President and CEO of Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, is retiring. Gordon secured an 80-acre campus on Medical Center Parkway with more than 200 beds and the introduction of high acuity programs, including the launch of cardiovascular surgery in 2023. That same year, Ferguson's leadership oversaw the opening of West Lawn Hospital, Tennessee's first neighborhood hospital. Gordon's heart and soul are totally committed to this community, and his impact far exceeds the walls of the hospital. Enjoy your retirement, and thank you, Gordon Ferguson, who receives dinner for two at the fabulous Alley on Main Street restaurant.
I am Charlotte Gardner.
Why do you love Adams Place?
Gee, there are so many things, but I guess the choices. You can be as lazy as you want to be. You can be as active as you want to be. The residents are friendly. The staff is wonderful. You don't need to be concerned at all. It's up to you.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping things up here on the Wake Up Crew on 101.9, 100.5, 1450 WGNS, WGNSradio.com, and we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They've delivered reliable service as well as peace of mind for nearly 90 years. Almost said 40, but 90 years. That's crazy. Manage your account, MTE.com, or just download the My MTE app. We're saying good morning to Beverly Johnson, today's Good Neighbor of the Day, for dedicating over four decades to educating our young people, serving half of it as assistant principal over at Black Fox. She's retiring and will be missed. Beverly Johnson today receives flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. Beverly Johnson, congratulations. You're the Good Neighbor of the Day today. You can send in a good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or just head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the easy ways you can get them into us here at the Big G.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, my wife asked me, why do you push all of my buttons?
I don't know. Wow.
I said, it's impossible to find the mute button.
Replay.
John, we gave that a very generous 3. Yeah.
I thought it was generous. Very generous. He tried. I mean, he tried to make it better, but you couldn't, you know, you can't make, what is it, out of something, you know?
Well, no, and it's already good, you know. You can't
make something out of butter or something. I don't know what it is.
Butter out of milk.
No, I don't know. That doesn't sound right.
You can make butter out of milk. That's how you make it.
Yeah.
It's heavy whipping cream. Thank you very much. All right. So, to finish up before what we've learned, our tier list of burgers. We've got four more to get through here real quick.
Yes, once we get through these, I'll recap the rest of the list. Next on our list is a place that I know two of us have been. John, I don't know if you've been. Freddy's. It's a newer restaurant in Smyrna, a lot like Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
Very good. It's not as good as Steak and Shake to me, but it's still a pretty good burger.
I'm going B.
I go B, again.
I think, probably a B.
Their fries are really good. They're kind of the shoestring fries.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And fries kind of help go with the burger, I have to admit.
But we're not rating the fries. Well, we're rating the burger.
I mean, the fries make the burger better sometimes.
Next on the list is Drake's. Drake's is a weird combination if you haven't been. It's burgers and sushi, so you can get both.
I'm passing on it. I haven't been there. I'm passing.
Their burgers are okay. Their sushi's really good. I don't ever get a burger. I get fish tacos or a burrito from there usually.
I think I got one of their special hamburgers the last time, and it was good. I would say a B at least.
A B?
Yeah.
I guess we'll drop that B. Jefferson's, local classic. Their burger's not – it's not really what they're known for. They're kind of a burger joint.
Aren't they wings? Aren't they kind of wings and stuff?
Wings and seafood. Like
I've never been there, so again, I'm passing.
I'd probably put that at like a C on their burger. Mm. Not on the restaurant as a whole, but on just their burger, which I have had.
Sure.
And then last on our list, Miller's Ale House.
I've been there, but it's been a while. B?
Probably a B. Their burger's not bad.
I don't know. I always get the shrimp.
Yeah, I do too.
It's a big
shrimp.
But
I've had their burger. It's pretty good. They got the black sesame seeds on it. It's not bad. So here is the rundown of our list. The two S-tier greatest burgers you can get in town, Five Guys, Jack Brown's Burger Joint. At an A-tier, we have Toots, Karen Custard, and Red Robin. At a B-tier, we have The Boulevard, Cookout, Fat Moe's, Buster's, Culver's, Chili's, Freddy's, Drake's, and Miller's, all of the